And finally, the 45 Nation Commission on the Status of Women is in UN policymaking body dedicated exclusively to women. It meets at UN headquarters for 2 weeks each year to evaluate progress, identify challenges, set global standards and formulate policies to promote the equality and advancement of women worldwide. The CSU's 2007 session is focusing on girls' rights and how to end the discrimination and violence that young girls face around the world. The Holy See's mission to the United Nations held a side event to these meetings at the Holy Family Church in New York. Charles Collins has this report.
In the 21st century, war and violence continue to threaten women and girls, most of whom are non-combatants. Even the youngest of girls are often raped by soldiers and forced into slavery by armed gangs in often lawless combat zones around the world. The Holy See says these issues must be looked at through the prism of the dignity of the human person. This week, it hosted a side event to the annual meeting of the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women, which this year is tackling the issue of violence.
This allowed us freedom to examine honestly the whole panorama of the international legal instruments that now exist in this regard and to seek ways to implement them at the national level.
The Holy See's permanent observer to the United Nations is Archbishop Celestino Migliore. He says the meeting looked at current best practices and the applied ethics approach to the issue of violence and its prevention.
What we need to do is to go after the root causes of the phenomenon and understand the reasons why violence towards women still goes unpunished.
The Commission on the Status of Women will continue its meeting until March 9th. I'm Charles Collins.